This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's our Tua, it's our Tua, it's our Tua, 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 Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua, it's our Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Dolphins training camp gets going this week. We get word.
When did the Jets start there, Vladdy?
Wednesday.
Okay. I know you won't be on top of that.
He's excited. You excited, Vlad?
Absolutely.
See your boy Aaron Rodgers in action.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Football is in the air, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Oh, these last 2 weeks. Oof.
Ooh, you're right, man.
You're right there.
Tobin get me sick.
What?
Oh, man.
That's not cool, man. That's not true. Been around me for 3 seconds.
That's all it takes.
So the Dolphins will get going this week. Veterans report tomorrow. And then we'll see. We'll see what's going to go on with the whole drama. We did find out this week, Shaq Barrett, he announced his retirement from the NFL, says he's going to focus on family. So the Dolphins left with a hole at pass rusher. Should give him some more cap space, but they're probably going to welcome in Emmanuel Ogba for a workout today and Yannick Ngakoue. Those are the multiple reports out there. So we'll see what they do.
Can you imagine Ogba and Calais Campbell in the middle of your defense at the same time?
Two giants.
Yes!
Yeah, but how many plays are they going to play together?
Huh?
How many plays are they going to play together?
They got to play until once the big dogs are back.
According to Omar, Calais Campbell only played 100 less plays than Christian Wilkins.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a lot or not a lot?
That's a lot for a guy.
A game
his age.
Is only 60 plays, so a game and a half.
Okay,
yeah, that's a lot for his.
Which
age.
Means Christian Wilkins probably play every play.
I mean, he's a monster.
Yeah, but
he is a monster. He's a giant.
He's a monster. He's like impenetrable.
He's a giant. Calais Campbell might be the best thing they could have got in place of Christian Wilkins, but I just look at, you know what I hate? Here's the phrase I hate. Okay. Don't ever say to me, if you're an organization, that a guy sets the culture, right? And here's why. Because when it's time to pay that guy, you don't even think about that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
No, that's not true, dude.
You
should see.
Wait, it was Christian Wilkins, not the biggest company guy and team player.
You're not watching.
What?
You're not watching Heat Summer League. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the culture has been set.
I'm talking about football.
We're talking about football.
You should see Josh Christopher, though.
Hey, that ain't. Listen.
No.
You know what? You can say, oh, he's a culture guy and he's this and he sets tone or whatever. That ain't going to stop you from getting sent to Sioux Falls.
We got, Sioux Falls is the lifeblood.
See, the thing I loved about football and the thing I love my whole life playing football is that it's the only sport where you need that many guys on the same page to win. So when you have some success, it is an awesome thing to think that all these people from all these different backgrounds, from all these different nationalities could come together and you guys could have one purpose and go out and win a game. I thought that was the best thing about what I did as a pro,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you have these teams that say, this guy is all these things. But then when it's time to pay him, you talk about, oh, he didn't have enough sacks.
You know, it's interesting.
Right? Like, those other things don't matter.
It reminds me of Love Island last night, you know?
Dude, and I knew it. Let me tell you, Vlad, I looked over there and he had a smirk on his face.
I knew he was going to break Love Island.
He was getting ready to break it with something stupid. Go.
So
it better tie in.
The worst character on this show by far was Kendall. I mean, just a big phony. You know, his energy, he's just too much. And he's with Nicole, right? And, you know, Nicole, I never really bought that she was into him that much. Like, when they offer up the $100,000 at the end, I think she would have taken the $100,000 and left him at the old Love Island altar. But, of course, they finished in fourth place out of the top four because nobody can stand them. But Kendall tried to go over the top. You know, he already had his relationship, Leroy. He had it won in the bag. All he had to do was not be weird. And he went too far. And he tells her, known her for 4 weeks, I'm in love with you.
Oh, jeez.
And you know what she says back?
I'm not in love with you.
I have love for you. That's kind of like the Dolphins and Christian Wilkins.
Yes.
Where Christian Wilkins gives you everything. Everything that he's got. He gives you that love of football. And they're like, hey, Christian, we have love for you. We're not in love with you.
Point for Tobin.
It was a really awkward situation, too, because Kendall was melting on that island. He was like, oh, pouring, dripping sweat.
Nasty.
You don't tell a woman you love her when
not
you look like that.
Not after 4 weeks.
No, you need
not air, looking like that.
You need air conditioning. Shout out, by the way, to Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother. He won.
Beckham's good weekend for them. He got $20 million from Nike last
week. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Why did he sue them?
I guess he wasn't getting paid, compensated for, I guess, events that he might have gone to, whatever he was doing when he was selling Nike.
How many gloves did he have to probably sell? Like, I feel like Odell Beckham.
After that one-handed catch?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, the sneakers, he was also having, he had his own line.
Yeah, he is cool. He is objectively cool. But anyway.
Hard to believe him and Jarvis Landry were on the same damn team.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
And they didn't win the title. A national title.
We also saw Odell Beckham Sr. on Love Island. But he only came in to tell Cordell, he goes, this Baker Mayfield still sucks. I don't care what Tyreek Hill says. what else we got? So the Heat defeat the Golden State Warriors in the Summer League semifinal, 102-99. The title game is tonight at 8 o'clock against the Memphis Grizzlies. Although Zach Edey not playing, I saw Iris.
He sprained his ankle.
He did?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Kalel Ware, and we will not get that big time matchup then. He will just have to go dominate. That's tough. Sorry for Memphis. But they will go for that title tonight, 8 o'clock.
For that title.
What do you mean, dude? This team is. I love this team. I think I love this team more than the regular team.
Oh, my God.
I love this team, dude.
I knew it.
Then you got Josh Christopher.
I'm not listening.
we got Swedish Swish, Pelle Larsson. All right. We have Isaiah Stevens. You might as well tell me he's Isaiah Thomas. This is the greatest point guard I've ever seen in my life.
Was he a first round draft pick, though?
Josh Christopher was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, after 5 years, he's finally coming into his own?
Hey, you're going to blame on the Heat because they can harbor the talent?
I didn't hone it in?
Is Kevin Knox Jr. on your team?
No, he's on the Warriors.
Oh, the Warriors.
Yeah, okay. It was a little embarrassing yesterday. He was dominating. He's 30. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm like,
grow up, Peter Pan.
Oh, man. Nasty work.
I know. Look what you guys did. You cast him off.
That's what Detroit would do to you.
There was this intangibles guy on the Warriors, super annoying. I forget what his name was, but he was like, they said he was a Northwestern lacrosse player, and he was getting into it with Josh Christopher, and I'm just like, oh. So he gets teed up, and they're like, oh, that doesn't come back to bite the Heat. Actually, it didn't, because he gave up a steal to seal the game. So Nice job, Intangibles. It's been a time.
People hearing our show for the first time is picking up on what Intangibles are.
I'm telling you, dude. This team's got something to them. And where? I mean, it's just... It is interesting with seven-footers, though. Like, I get why he gets the rap that he does. Like, oh, I don't know if he plays hard. But, like, then all of a sudden, he'll have, like, these two and ones. And you're just like, this guy's incredible. It's amazing. So exciting to have a seven-footer, Leroy. You were right. Should have done this a lot earlier. See Jaime come in those games. I was in the DR, so I only saw Twitter highlights.
Yeah.
But he like obliterated
No, that first game.
He should, right?
That first game.
I mean, he should. He played 75 games.
Not only that.
In the NBA.
Killed
and
everybody.
And he's going back to college.
Not only that. Look where he was prior to going to the Summer League games. He was taking on, he was practicing against the U.S. Olympic men's team. When you're going against those legends, of course you're going to get better.
Man, what a time. Los Wavy says, Pat Spencer, he was a bum. That was the Intangibles guy's names. Huh? Pat Spencer.
Pat Spencer.
Intangibles.
Pat Spencer. If he was black, they would call him Patrick, right? They wouldn't say Pat.
Yeah, it would be Patrick.
Yeah. So that could go either way. Spencer.
Oh, well.
It's not clearly, I mean, Hartenstein is black, so there you go. That blew me out of the water.
Yeah, not Tyler Johnson.
But Tyler Johnson told us.
I know.
We didn't have no secret. That was his first word to us. You know I'm mixed, right?
Okay.
That's
he just wanted to get that out of the way in the interview.
No, get it out of the way so that it's not act towards the end of the interview and everything gets a little awkward.
Yep. Somebody says they get rings. It's a legit title. I think they do get rings for Summer League.
Are the Heat going to throw them apart?
No. Don't. We not even.
I'm just saying, if you're already in Vegas, it's a nice place to to party. To find a party.
They definitely deserve a celebration.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that, but.
But like at like New York,
they gonna put
you
up
know?
A banner?
No, there's no, come on, Leroy,
I think
stop.
The banner goes to Sioux Falls.
It might go to the practice facility.
Well, does like Dan Bisaccio, does he, because he got the Sioux Falls job now, and is he like, oh, man. You know, because like it's probably an honor. You're a head coach now.
Who's coaching this summer league team?
Dan Bisaccio. Okay. He was a video guy. Then he was in player development. He warmed up with, he did a lot of pregame work with Jovic, right? And sharp guy. I mean, listening to his press conference, the guy seems like, you know, he's on point. He's dropping Spoisms. Love it. What?
Spoisms?
Yeah, he said we have enough. I was like, oh, I love that. It's like a little spo.
What is wrong with you?
What?
You've been back 2 hours. And you've already.
But like when you get the job offer, because Spo probably calls him and goes, Dan, how would you like to be the head coach of the Sioux Falls Sky Force? Like, do you think that's an honor, or do you think
he's going to say, is that in Sioux Falls? I got to leave Miami.
Like the South Dakota school of Sioux Falls?
Let me ask you this. Would you rather be an assistant coach in Miami?
Yeah!
Or a head coach in Sioux Falls?
I don't know. I feel like I'd rather be on the
I'd rather be an assistant coach in Miami.
He goes, you sure Karan doesn't want it?
Hell no, Karan's not going to Sioux Falls.
Nah, he doesn't want it. Sioux Falls. Like, why? Do you think that anybody's had the... Because it's got to be part of the thing of, like, this is how we show that you're Heat tough. We send you to South Dakota. Because there's no reason... Like, isn't the LA team... Like, Bronny's going to be practicing, like, a block away from LeBron.
Yeah, it's, like, right down the street from LA.
In what world did the Heat decide our partnership is going to be with the South Dakota squad? How is there not just a Fort Lauderdale G League team?
Or Boca, West Palm, so somewhere.
Yeah.
Fort Myers, somewhere.
Put them up by the jumbo shrimp, anywhere in Florida.
But there's just got to be something with the Heat that they're just like, guess what, dude? You got to go to South Dakota.
Maybe it's a tax exempt or something. It's got to be business reasons. It's got to be for financial reasons.
I don't know. We got to ask that one day. Just see, like, hey, what? How did the whole South Dakota thing come together? And then, like, I don't know if Coach Bisaccio has a family or not. I think he's pretty young. I think he's only, like, 34, so
Dan,
I don't know.
You have to, it has to be a job for a guy without a family because there's no way the wife and kids. Honey,
I got news.
Yes, baby.
Coach Spo says we're moving up.
Where are we going?
Coach of Sioux Falls.
Divorce.
Wow.
She goes, no, you're the head coach of Sioux Falls.
Right.
I'm going to say here.
I didn't get into this to be the first lady of Sioux Falls. I want to be the first lady of Miami.
She goes, no, honey, this is a good thing. Once Chris Quinn becomes a head coach somewhere, I get to replace him. He goes, he's never getting a job, doesn't have a podcast.
Oh, come on.
Are you sure his wife is telling him that at 34?
Oh, take a break. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey, Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th. And we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to that. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win tickets to that upcoming event, as you got boxing coming to the James L. Knight Center. Big news today so far in the NFL is training camps are getting underway. Guys are reporting. But the Packers today, their GM announced that Jordan Love is not going to practice until a new deal is reached with the Packers. And with the Dolphins reporting this week, one has to wonder if that's going to happen with Tua. I doubt it, just based on, you know, Tua, Mike McDaniel. But he did seem pretty pissed at minicamp. I mean, like, he did seem like a guy who wanted
That's
to-
not pissed.
I think it was that's just for him. That's it was. Just,
but here's you have to understand. You can be annoyed at your circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean you're pissed off to the point where you know what I mean. I think Tua was just annoyed at all the questions being directed at him, and here's what happens. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happens. It's not that he's annoyed at not getting the contract. It's not, he is annoyed at where they are in the contract talks and what he's hearing from the team mm-hmm. publicly. The two might not match up. And then it pisses the player off even more.
It never matches up. It's always the same thing. It's always,
we're working on something.
We'd love him to be here for a long time and hopefully for both sides, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's always the same
thing. And so when the player sees that, wait, you just giving company lines, that's not what's going on.
Yep.
Right.
But... you know, I just wonder if it goes, does he go there and does he actually take the step of a holdout?
I would say this, more players would take Tua's side than the Dolphins side because a lot of people like Tua.
I think so. I don't know about the fans, but I don't think you can care about that.
I'm going to say this about the fans, and I love fans, right? You do you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But fans get caught up in what they hear and not what the facts of a situation are.
Yeah.
Okay? So, because you turn on your damn TV and you hear he hasn't won a big game, right? Are you supposed to do it right away? Like, we have the only profession in the world, and I'm saying sports, where you don't get a chance to develop. If we paid you to win, you got to win now. But nobody else has to deal with that, right? So he's been a quarterback for 2 years. In 2 years, he's had success. He's gotten better every year, right? At what point are we going to look at that? But see, a fan, and this is why I get mad at you sometimes.
Why?
Because you'll say, I don't want him. Who are you going to get in place?
I'm a Tua
Anybody
fan.
Else, right? So you would rather not have a quarterback than to have Tua.
That's not fair.
But that's the way people comment.
I get what you're saying, Leroy, but here's what happens. And this is us. This is the media, national media.
I know.
Right?
They turn on the TV and that's what they hear.
No, you get the – somebody sets a precedent or somebody's that it fact, the guy. This is what happens. It was Brady. Then you see Mahomes comes. Mahomes mm-hmm. wins a title mm-hmm. in his second season, wins an MVP his first year. I mean, second year.
It's very annoying. He's ruining
it. And then he wins a title in his third year, and then he starts winning.
Right.
So now you're every quarterback that comes in, it's going to be compared to 15 in Kansas City.
Right.
So
that's fine.
So when you start putting up yards, you start making a name of yourself, especially after all the criticism and eagle eye that's been on Tua ever since he's been drafted. Once you start winning and Miami starts winning, the team is beginning to get an identity. Now everything falls on you now, because now they're moving you up. Now you're in that elite. They're trying to get you to that elite level, so you have to win.
I get that having that pressure put on you. I'm not saying he shouldn't have it, but you still got to keep it real. There's only one champion, right?
Right.
And if I took all 32 quarterbacks in this league and say, who's the best fit for this offense, it's going to be pretty close. You're going to get to Tua. You ain't going far down that list
right.
with what he does. And that's the reality of the situation, okay? I get what everybody's saying. I understand that. That's what being a fan is. You have that right, okay? But please don't make it sound like you would rather have no quarterback than have Tua, because that's how people talk about Tua.
Yeah. No, I think for the people especially who, like, don't believe in him. I mean, I do think that he does have
right.
He does.
They think they could just get anybody. Let's just get a free agent. Let's draft somebody next year. That's stupid.
There's been the split and divide of, like, the people who support him and the people who are against him. Like, you can never really talk about, you know, what I acknowledge that the guy has things that he has to show and improve on. But literally every quarterback except for that rat bastard in Kansas City does.
Well,
like, he's the one who's ruined it for everybody.
But there's also quarterbacks that they have crowned that haven't won anything.
I
say is this, okay? Why aren't those guys living under the same – and what we do as fans down here, we will go to somebody else's career on a different team and try to make that one – more significant than Tua's, even though neither one of us won anything.
Tua, for some reason, is a polarizing figure.
Not by his own doing.
But you know what it is? It's almost like, I'm not comparing him to this quarterback because he's better than this quarterback. Mm. But it's almost like the Tebow, in a sense, where Tebow is a polarizing. They were too nice. They're too good. They don't believe that this person. It's a weird thing we have in our society. We don't like people being nice.
Even if you were to like poke about the elite quarterbacks around the league, I don't know if it's their fan bases are just more appreciative of the guys that they have, because Buffalo.
Most fans are grateful that, you know, we sucked for a long time.
Yeah, Buffalo.
A guy who can play halfway.
Buffalo had like what?
We'll ride him out.
J.P. Lossman and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Josh Allen made them relevant.
Yeah, I don't know if like that's what it has to do with, of why more fans will wrap their arms around their quarterback more than the Dolphin fan will.
Have you seen what this team has been and the reactions around the league that since Tua and Tyreek and Waddle have been on this team?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy,
and he's
right. But like, that's a good thing. But here's the thing, like, when you've gone through all those quarterbacks and you get a Josh Allen. Sure, he's got his faults. Sure, he does some boneheaded things. Sure, he tries to play running back way too much. And sure, he wasn't that good until he got Diggs, right? Then he really made that jump. But they support him. He hasn't done well because he won a couple of playoff games. Okay, down here, that same career, people would get tired of that. And I'm like, listen, all you got to do in this sport is keep giving yourself opportunities. 1 year is going to pop. You don't go, oh, we've been contending for 4 years. We haven't won. We got to start over. That's not how this works.
Al Mago says, haven't had a legit QB since Marino. We need to cherish Tua. Another guy says, got to move on from Tua. Committing to him for 7 years is too much. I know the Finns finally making the playoffs, but they still can't win.
Can I ask that guy a question?
Sure.
So, you're saying Tua has been a quarterback for 4 years, right?
Yes.
Without understanding the facts of those first 2 years. Is that fair to Tua? Is that fair to Tua when everybody in the organization, including the coach, were doing everything they could to get him out of here?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you should have more respect for Tua the way he fought through it. Because we can talk about a whole bunch of quarterbacks that broke down and not in the league because their team treated them like crap.
Look, Tua does have to come through with some big games. We all acknowledge
that. I'm not even disputing that.
But to
read that, got to move away from Tua. Committing him for 7 years is too much. I know Finns fans finally making playoffs, but they still can't win. So it's never going to be good enough because all I have to do is change one word, and now we have next year. Finally won a playoff game, but that's not good enough. Finally won two playoff games. Finally got to AFC. Can't get over the hump, right? It just keeps moving. So, you know, when I hear this and I hear enough fan base do this, you know what? In my back, I say, I hope you lose.
Well, I do wonder.
Because you're miserable, and you're going to be miserable regardless.
I think I do wonder this, though, Leroy, from the Dolphins' perspective. Whatever their number is that they don't want to come off from him, you see how the schedule is going to line up this year with that December schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering if the Dolphins are going to be like, yeah, I kind of want to see it. And then if you do it, we'll pay. Because they're not going to lose. Like, there's really no mechanism to lose them. If they really want to keep them next year, they're going
to have to pay them a little bit more.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay them more.
Okay.
But
the same thing that happened to Christian Williams. Here, let me explain this for folks again. Right? Let me explain this to you very clearly. You understand, Tua right now could get a $250 million contract. Right? But only count $45 million against the cap, right? The way they could do the money,
yeah,
right?
They could open up
if
for
them. If they franchise him, that's $50+ million of hard money against the cap. So you as a franchise, if you have to go ahead and put the franchise tag on him, you have handicapped yourself for the next couple of years. Dude, I just want everybody to understand that. You say they got two more years, they can franchise him, If you franchise him, that's hard money. That's right off the top. And then you're going to have real problems.
Yeah, I just think that if you are Chris Greer and he was to able to do it, if they were able to do it this year and obviously get on the top, like then they're obviously going to give him the contract extension. They're not going to just franchise him. You know, like, and I think that's the gamble the Dolphins are maybe willing to make here, and that's why if if he comes in there, they're gonna be clean on this. Like if he does, which he probably will, show up to camp, be Mike McDaniel's guy like he is, the Dolphins are probably gonna get away with we get a one more show us year from Tua, which is what they probably want more than anything.
If you had supported him from the beginning, I could understand all the things you're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, how as a franchise you hamstrung the guy for 2 years and then say he's been here 4 years when you're the reason why he had those 2 years?
I get it.
Wait, can I ask you a question? When he got drafted, what did we say? He's going to redshirt the first year. Nobody thought he was playing that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he limped out on the field?
Yeah, but the big thing is, like, you know, you can't really knock the Dolphins for not extending him last year because we all knew coming off of the concussion season that that's a legitimately big question.
Yes.
You did need to know whether or not Tua could get through a season.
And I said this, that, okay, the first 2 years he wasn't strong enough. And that's your own doing because he was never supposed to play the first year. Did we talk about during the draft? Redshirt him the first year, bring somebody in,
yeah,
or whatever.
But this honestly, like, this whole discussion is going to be only interesting this week if he holds out. That's going to be the only part. Because if he shows up to camp and he practices, then it's like, who cares? All right, so he's going to play this year. If he plays this year, whether he's under contract or not under contract, if the Dolphins can get him into camp and – everything's because why? Because reporters are going to ask questions. Ooh, he hasn't been asked tough questions before.
I would say this.
Like that dude literally had to answer questions his first 2 years about the team actively trying to replace him. You think he can't handle a couple contract questions every couple weeks? If Tua shows up to camp, the Dolphins, which is what the Dolphins are banking on, they know the debate is over. It doesn't matter anymore.
But what if he doesn't?
It only becomes a thing if he doesn't.
So, which is
so
why.
Here's the deal. Cap for Life says $50 million,
hard,
better than $150 million, and you don't. And if you don't think we have a problems now, I don't know. But the way you do it, the way you can structure it, it gives you cap relief, right? That $150 million, yeah, sure. But, like, you guys don't understand. If Tua, here, think about, you want, I'm hoping that Dolphins fans want Tua that, I want your team to play well. Because sometimes the way you talk about Tua, I have questions. I think you want Tua to go out there and fail so you can say you were right instead of rooting for your team. But I'm just going to go about it. Okay, here's what happens. You do realize if Tua goes out there and balls out and they have any type of success, it's going to cost you $60-plus million for Tua.
Mm-hmm. That's $10-20 million that you could have saved
right.
to sign
do,
other
do
pieces.
People understand that? A lot of times this is about timing. And if you want to know what the problem is going to look like, go look at Dallas, who waited and waited and waited, and now they got a top wide receiver, a top defensive back, and a starting quarterback who just made $50 million, yeah, so he ain't the, going down.
The Dak one, yeah, but the Dak one's different. Like they did
the Dak one's different. It's different.
Yeah,
it's different.
He's got you've got 8 to 10 years of Dak.
Yeah, it's different.
Agree. That
kind
of
goes
Dak
back.
The Dak is a little, but you've waited on so many of your draft picks, right? Think about that. Think about it. If you sign those three guys, you're literally talking about $110 million off your cap on the low end
but
with just three players?
I mean, that's the gift of a curse of drafting well.
That's the curse of sitting around and not taking care of your guy.
But that's they didn't take care of Dak early, but it's not their fault. That CD Lamb and Micah, CD and Mike, yeah, they drafted.
But here's the funny thing. Just for the situation, right. But I can understand why the Dak and Tua situation are a little bit different.
But the interesting thing with the Dolphins is they do a move, and this is an interesting move that they do, is like they've had very public negotiations that get into standoffs, and the Dolphins hit a point, they don't budge off of it. But then they'll sign another guy to an extension. And so what the move was, we give Waddle an extension.
Right.
We extended Waddle. And good for Jalen Waddle. Happy he got paid.
Yes.
Deserves to get paid.
Yes.
We couldn't get Christian Wilkins. Paid Zach Sealer.
Right.
Oh, middle of the season, who we pay? Austin Jackson. It's like, it never has any drama. It's like you hear it out of nowhere. Boom. Oh, we take care of our guys. Right. But like then you have these highly publicized ones where it's like there's a standoff, but there's really not a standoff. They've made their point. They're not going to negotiate. They're not going to move off of it. So... again, it goes back to if Tua shows up this week and he does practice, the Dolphins are scot-free on this one for the year.
But, Tobin, the question is why don't they take care of their top players like
that? I don't
know. Because they're taking care of their complementary players.
They're secondary guys.
Right. But they're not taking care of those guys that make those complementary players good, those secondary players good. Like, that's what you're not finding another quarterback right now, next year, as good as Tua in that offense with the weapons that you have. And you may not find another quarterback like that in that offense, in that scheme that Mike McDaniel runs for another 5 years. And you're not that bad of a team where you're going to be drafting at the top of the draft. So what are you doing here? Pay the man.
It's going to be a fascinating week. We'll take a break. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Waiting for Leroy to get back here. He's not here to do his game balls and game bums. I think he's getting a pizza. You know Leroy when he's hungry.
All right, I'll bring it down. We'll play it down.
We'll play it back when he gets here, Vlad. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you as we take you up until 2 o'clock. Excuse me, Rusty. Off of
10 o'clock. I was about to say, wait a minute. We're doing 12 hours.
Nah, man. Woof. That would have been long. Woof.
Wow.
You guys can get on the show. You guys can call 305-567-0560 if you want to. You guys could also get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. Talking a lot of Miami Dolphins today. Tua, obviously going to be a big story for the next week or so, at least, depending on whether or not he does show up or does hold out. Because we find out today Jordan Love is not going to practice until he gets a new deal. And curious to see... if Tua does the same type of move.
Here's the thing. You think the Dolphins want this talk going into camp? Maybe that's what they're waiting for? Or maybe that's why I think they sign him in the last hour tomorrow, and then it's Wednesday, camp opens, everybody asks the questions, and that's the end. Nobody's asking Tua contract extension questions
ever.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where, you know, Mike McDaniel – is going to be asked about it constantly for sure because he's going to want his offense run the way that it's run. Oh, hello, Jennifer. But you know, again, it comes back to it depends whether or not Tua does anything to really rock the boat or not. If he doesn't, I don't think it becomes a thing, because I think they can all just say, we're focused on football. They could do the football robot thing and move on. Maybe Tua has one press conference where, again, he says, you know, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to focus on the guys that are here. Or maybe he just doesn't show up. I don't know. That's the fascinating thing about it. You know, all this other stuff, is he worth the money? Is he not worth the money? Should you, would you? All right, we've done all that. We've been all there. It's all been said now. I get both sides. I understand the people who want to see more. I understand wanting to pay him. I understand all that stuff. I think everybody makes a good point. This is one of those things where, like, I think people have good points on all this stuff. I would like to see the Dolphins obviously take that next step, but I do think the guy is good. Me, personally, I just think he's good. Think the offense has been pretty fun the last few years. Do they have to tweak some things and improve in places? Yes, they do. They do have to take steps, for sure. Are the Dolphins wrong and maybe wanting to see it one more time? I can understand it, but...
Is he wrong for asking his money right now for all the BS that he's gone through?
All he's gone through... And this goes back to his health question, everything physically he's been through. Of course you're going to want to get your contracts solidified. This is a dangerous-ass sport.
But mentally as well, too. Of course. You're not looking, you don't have to worry. Has he ever gone a season where he's like, he had nothing to worry about? Like, absolutely nothing to worry about. Like, he knows that the team trusts him and they're standing by him. Because he had to go through those first 2 years with Brian Flores, right?
Yeah.
And he had to deal with the rumors about Brady, Deshaun Watson, the whole nine. You mentioned that.
Yeah, but I think it probably has more.
And in health?
I think it has more to do with the concussion thing.
Like, and then he had to go through the health. And then last year he proved it. If I'm play season.
Yeah, if I'm Tua, the reason I want a contract more than anything is because, like, I'm, you know, one 300-pounder from spiking me on my head, and I want to be taken care of. Like, that's the whole point of it. It's a dangerous sport. People don't want to acknowledge it because, like, if Tua did go out there, like, let's be real about it, and feel how you want to feel about this, and you never wish this on anybody, but, like, if Tua were to go out there, ball out, let's say he has the 8 weeks leading the league in passing game, and, like, last year was leading odds player for MVP, then let's say Tua gets another concussion. Like, it didn't get his contract. Like, yeah, there's not a human part of you that would feel bad about that. They'd be like, oh, my God. Another, like, this guy wasn't taken care of by the Dolphins. Of course, you would want, as a player, to be taken care of and have that security. So, I don't know. Hey, Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Run some laps around the building. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Cody says, are you Dolphins fans or Tua fans? Sometimes I wonder, are Dolphin fans Tua fans? Like, do you realize he plays for the Dolphins?
Right. That was my whole point.
Like, I think it's weird.
You guys hate on your players so much. Like,
I think that's
strange. It's strange.
Are you Dolphins fans or Tua fans? No, like, so you're, like, sitting there and you're like, oh, man, anybody can do this. So excited.
And you
so
admit, excited to see and like, you Thompson. Could ask a series of questions. You say, what's the most important position on the field? Right. Quarterback. If you think they're just falling out of trees? Like, so everybody's not going to have Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't mean you can't win. You need a good one, though. You need a competent one. Is two of that? That means you can win.
What do you got for game balls and game bums, dude?
So, I'm going game ball. My game ball is going to go to Xander Schauffele, who won the Open Championship.
Didn't he just win something?
Yeah, he won the PGA Championship.
Oh.
So, he won two majors in the year. And
is he in the Olympic team?
Yes.
Oh, so he has a chance to win his back second gold. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he won to go back to back gold medals also.
He has a chance.
He's a really good player. He just never got over that hump, but he won two this year.
Six yesterday, man.
And for everybody who wants to know about choking or not, the leader of the tournament,
Shane Lowry.
No, it wasn't Shane Lowry. He lost the lead. It was Billy Horschel.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He shot 3 under. So he was leading the tournament and shot 3 under par in some ridiculous conditions and still lost.
Oh,
did not choke.
The other guy shot 6 under, bro.
Right. Right. That's the thing.
are you like? It's not a Rory situation where he missed a three footer at the end or a two footer at the end of the tournament. No. The leader of the tournament shot 3 under par in those conditions, right? But Xander Schauffele just beat him. So kudos to him.
What happened? I heard Tiger looked pretty rough, huh?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Come on, bro! It's over. It's just
so, it's over.
It's been over.
So here's the other thing. Another game ball goes to the U.S. It's the first time since 1983 that the U.S. has had all four majors. Had won all four majors in a year.
Oh
yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? I thought you were going to say
is that going to help us in the Ryder Cup?
I thought you were going to say for their win over South Sudan.
No. Oh my goodness! Please, that should be a game bum. Whew. And you won, right? When your savior had to be a 40-year-old. Like, think about that.
He's not a 40-year-old. He's not a 40-year-old.
So I have a game bum. My game bum is going to go to Dragon Hard Knocks.
Oh, bum.
Dude, first of all, you went in there with way too much enthusiasm. And when everybody's pushing you ahead with long sticks, because they don't want to be nowhere near that damn dragon, you got to know this ain't going to go well. But he said, for you, my queen, I look forward to.
He was nefarious.
I would be honored. He took a knee. Like, he was all.
Maybe there might be 69 virgins for him. Like, no, maybe that's the, you know, that's usually what happens when you sacrifice yourself to death.
Dude, don't they need a body? Because, I'm telling you, that dragon lit him up.
Dragon needed a body.
And guess what they did? Guess what the people did? Hurry up and got out of there.
I did like the one time. Who's the king who's melted out? Aegon?
Yeah.
I like when people have to come to the king with requests.
Yeah.
And he goes, sir, your dragons are eating me sheep. And he goes, more sheep? And he goes, you can't just promise more sheep. The dragons need sheep. He goes, I've changed my mind. No more sheep.
Yeah, like he was trying to be a cool.
He's trying to be like the guy who was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give everybody what they want.
You know what's got to come out, though, right? The truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Are you guys spoiling a show right now?
Oh, yeah.
Where you been?
Yeah, where you been?
Yeah.
You don't watch that show anymore.
You don't watch the show anyway.
I don't.
You don't watch the show anyway.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Speaking for the people.
Isn't that his brother?
People who watched the show.
That's his brother.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Damn.
Yeah, his brother.
Hey.
And by the way, how about his broski telling moms to take the heave-ho?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, you served
You're not
the realm
needed
well.
On the council anymore.
You did good.
You've served the region well.
You were good. You were good. We don't need you anymore. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. More shenanigans after this.
For Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ah. Bum, bum. Waiting for Leroy to get back here. He's not here to do his game balls and game bums. I think he's getting a pizza. You know Leroy when he's hungry.
All right, I'll bring it down. We'll play it back.
We'll play it back when he gets here, Vlad. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you as we take you up until 2 o'clock. Excuse me, Rusty. Off of
10
vacation.
O'clock. I was about to say, wait a minute. We're doing 12 hours.
Nah, man. Woof. That would have been long. Woof.
Wow.
You guys get on the show. You guys can call 305-567-0560 if you want to. You guys can also get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. Talking a lot of Miami Dolphins today. Tua, obviously going to be a big story for the next week or so, at least, depending on whether or not he does show up or does hold out. Because we find out today Jordan Love is not going to practice until he gets a new deal. And curious to see if Tua does the same type of move.
Here's the thing. Do you think the Dolphins want this talk going into camp? Maybe that's what they're waiting for. Or maybe that's why I think they sign him in the last hour tomorrow, and then it's Wednesday, camp opens, everybody asks the questions, and that's the end. That nobody's asking Tua contract extension questions.
Yeah,
ever.
It's one of those things where, you know, Mike McDaniel is going to be asked about it constantly for sure, because he's going to want his offense run the way that it's run. Oh, hello, Jennifer. But, you know, again, it comes back to it depends whether or not Tua does anything to really rock the boat or not. If he doesn't, I don't think it becomes a thing, because I think they can all just say, we're focused on football. They could do the football robot thing and move on. Maybe Tua has one press conference where, again, he says, you know, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to focus on the guys that are here. Or maybe he just doesn't show up. I don't know. That's the fascinating thing about it. You know, all this other stuff, is he worth the money? Is he not worth the money? Should you, would you? All right, we've done all that. We've been all there. It's all been said now. I get both sides. I understand the people who want to see more. I understand wanting to pay him. I understand all that stuff. I think everybody makes a good point. This is one of those things where, like, I think people have good points on all this stuff. I would like to see the Dolphins obviously take that next step, but I do think the guy is good. Me, personally. I just think he's good. Think the offense has been pretty fun the last few years. Do they have to tweak some things and improve in places? Yes, they do. They do have to take steps, for sure. Are the Dolphins wrong in maybe wanting to see it one more time? I can understand it, but...
Is he wrong for asking his money right now for all the BS that he's gone through?
All he's gone through, and this goes back to his health question, everything physically he's been through, of course you're going to want to get your contracts solidified. This is a dangerous-ass sport.
But mentally as well, too. You're not looking, you don't have to worry. Has he ever gone a season where he's like, he had nothing to worry about? Like, absolutely nothing to worry about. Like, he knows that the team trusts him and they're standing by him. Because he had to go through those first 2 years with Brian Flores, right?
Yep.
And he had to deal with the rumors about Brady, Deshaun Watson, the whole nine. You mentioned that.
Yeah, but I think it probably has more
to do with health.
I think it has more to do with the concussion thing.
Like, and then he had to go through the health. And then last year he proved it. If he can play season.
Yeah, if I'm Tua, the reason I want a contract more than anything is because, like, I'm, you know, one 300-pounder from spiking me on my head, and I want to be taken care of. Like, that's the whole point of it. It's a dangerous sport. People don't want to acknowledge it because, like, if Tua did go out there, like, let's be real about it and feel how you want to feel about this, and you never wish this on anybody, but, like, if Tua were to go out there, ball out, let's say he has the 8 weeks leading the league in passing game, and, like, last year was leading odds player for MVP, and then let's say Tua gets another concussion. Like, it didn't get his contract. Like, yeah, there's not a human part of you that would feel bad about that. They'd be like, oh, my God. Another, like, this guy wasn't taken care of by the Dolphins. Of course you would want, as a player, to be taken care of and have that security. So, I don't know. Hey, Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Run some laps around the building. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Cody says, are you Dolphins fans or Tua fans? Sometimes I wonder, are Dolphin fans Tua fans? Like, do you realize he plays for the Dolphins?
Right. That was my whole point.
Like, I think it's weird.
You guys hate on your player so much. Like,
I think that's
like,
strange.
It's strange.
Are you Dolphins fans or Tua fans? No, like, so you're, like, sitting there and you're like, oh, man, anybody can do this. So excited.
And you
so
admit,
excited to see
and
Skylar
like,
Thompson.
You could ask a series of questions. You say, what's the most important position on the field? Right. Quarterback. If you think they're just falling out of trees? Like, so everybody's not going to have Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't mean you can't win. You need a good one, though. You need a competent one. Is two of that? That means you can win.
What do you got for game balls and game bums, dude?
So, I'm going game ball. My game ball is going to go to Xander Schauffele, who won the Open Championship.
Didn't he just win something?
Yeah, he won the PGA Championship.
Oh.
So, he won two majors in the year. And
is he in the Olympic team?
Yes.
Oh, so he has a chance to win his back second gold. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he won to go back to back gold medals also.
He has a chance.
He's a really good player. He just never got over that hump, but he won two this year.
Six yesterday, man.
And for everybody who wants to know about choking or not, the leader of the tournament,
Shane Lowry.
No, it wasn't Shane Lowry. He lost the lead. It was Billy Horschel.
Oh.
He shot 3 under. So he was leading the tournament and shot 3 under par in some ridiculous conditions and still lost.
Oh, the
you
guy,
did not choke.
The other guy shot 6 under, bro.
Right. Right. That's the thing. Are you like, it's not a Rory situation where he missed a 3-footer at the end or a 2-footer at
that
the end
choking.
Of the tournament. No.
The leader of the tournament shot 3 under par in those conditions, right? But Xander Schauffele just beat him. So kudos to him.
What happened? I heard Tiger looked pretty rough, huh?
Oh yeah.
Come on, bro. It's over.
It's over.
It's been over.
So here's the other thing. Another game ball goes to the U.S. It's the first time since 1983 that the U.S. has had all four majors, won all four majors in a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that? I thought you were going to say.
Is that going to help us in the Ryder Cup?
I thought you were going to say for their win over South Sudan.
No. Oh, my goodness. Please. That should be a game bum. And you won. Right? When your savior had to be a 40-year-old. Like, think about that.
He's not a 40-year-old.
He's not a 40-year-old. I have a game bum. My game bum is going to go to Dragon Hard Knocks.
Oh, bum.
Dude, first of all, you went in there with way too much enthusiasm. And when everybody's pushing you ahead with long sticks, because they don't want to be nowhere near that damn dragon, you got to know this ain't going to go well. But he said, for you, my queen, I look forward to.
He was nefarious.
I would be honored. He took a knee. Like, he was all.
Maybe there might be 69 virgins for him. Like, no, maybe that's the, that's usually what happens when you sacrifice yourself to death.
Don't they need a body? Because, I'm telling you, that dragon lit him up.
Dragon needed a body.
And guess what they did? Guess what the people did? Hurry up and got out of there.
I did like the one time. Who's the king who's melted out? Aegon?
Yeah.
I like when people have to come to the king with requests.
Yeah.
And he goes, sir, your dragons are eating me sheep. And he goes, more sheep? And he goes, you can't just promise more sheep. The dragons need sheep. He goes, I've changed my mind. No more sheep.
Like, he was trying to be a cool.
He's trying to be like the guy who was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give everybody what they want.
You know what's got to come out, though, right? The truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Are you guys spoiling a show right now?
Oh, yeah.
Where you been?
Yeah, where you been?
Yeah.
You don't watch that show anymore.
You don't watch the show anyway.
I don't.
You don't watch the show anyway.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Speaking for the people.
Isn't that his brother?
People who watched the show.
That's his brother.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Damn.
Yeah, his brother.
Hey.
And by the way, how about his broski telling moms to take the heave-ho?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, you served
You're not
well
needed
well.
On the council anymore.
You did good.
You've served the region well.
You were good. You were good. We don't need you anymore. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. More shenanigans after this.